Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to work on a new word family. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name, I'll write my name, and then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. So I have put a picture at the top of your paper, and I am going to look for something to sound out, and then I want you to find it in the picture. Ready? Here we go. B-E-D. B-E-D. Bed. Exactly. You see that bed in the bedroom? We're going to color the pillow on the bed blue. Find a blue crayon. Any kind will work. And color the pillow blue, even the polka dots. Bed is in our new word family for the week. If we take off b and we just have ed, what's our word chunk? Take off b and we'll have ed. Ed is our new word family, our new word chunk for today. Bed. It belongs in the ed word family, b, ed. It also has the short e sound, eh. Short e says eh. Take two more seconds for that blue pillow. Two, one. Let's color the blanket on the bed. R-ed. R-ed. Red. We're going to color the blanket on the bed red. The blanket is red and it's on the bed. Red belongs in the ed word family. It ends the same way as bed. It has ed, ed. It has that short e. Short e says Sorry, I got carried away. So short e says eh, and because b ed and r ed end the same way, they rhyme. Yes, they do. They rhyme, and they belong in the ed word family. Now let's color the front of the bed and the back of the bed, like the frame of the bed, the part that's holding it all up. Let's color that brown, would you please? So I'm going to practice some nonsense words with you, and I want you to tell me if they would belong in the ed word family. Like, do they sound the same as bed and red? Are you ready? You color the bed frame brown. Here I go. G, ed, ged. Does that belong? Yes, it's a nonsense word. It makes no sense. I don't know what a ged is, but it belongs in the same word family as bed and red because it has ed, g, ed, ged. I don't know what that is. And then what about this one? It's going to be a nonsense word too. Ready? P-ed, p-ed, ped. I don't know what ped is, but does it belong with red and bed? Yes, it does. Ped in my bed. I have a ped in my bed. I have a ged in my red bed. See, they all rhyme. When they end the same, they rhyme. The last two letters in bed, ed, rhyme with red. All right, I'm almost done with my bed frame. It's brown. I'll give you two more seconds. Two, one. All right, let's look for a new thing in our picture. Ready? W, ed. W-ed, wed. Do you see the picture on the wall? It's the day that they got wed. That man and that woman got wed on that day. That means they had a wedding. It was time for them to wed. That was time for them to get married. Let's color the frame on that picture, let's color it orange. Find any kind of an orange crayon and color the frame. That's all four sides of the picture. Color it orange. So they wed. When you wed someone, you're getting married. I know it kind of sounds like a funny word. You could also say it's short for wedding. But when you marry someone, you wed them. I know it sounds weird, but it's true. It's so true. And guess what else? What's in the middle? What's the middle sound in wed? W-ed. Yes, it's eh, eh, eh. It's our short E sound. And it ends the same way as bed and red. And wed, bed, red. Put down your orange crayon in 2, 1. Let's color the boys, or let's hope it's a man. If you're a boy, let's not go get married quite yet, okay? Let's color the man's suit that he is wearing. Color it blue for me. Any kind of blue will work. Let's have him in a blue suit. Lots of times when people get wed, they wear a suit. They wear a suit. Not all the time, but it can happen. They got wed. That's the day they were wed. I don't know. I think we should say that's the day they were wed, not got wed. I'm just saying. We're not really going to use this word a lot in real life, but hey, it works. All right, let's color her dress yellow. It should, you know, it doesn't matter. It could have been pink, but let's color it yellow. This is the day they were wed. This is the day that they were wed. Wed rhymes with red. Wed rhymes with bed. Short E. Word family, put down your crayons. They were wed. That's the day that they were wed. Let's look for something else. Ready? F-ed. F-ed. Fed. The girl standing by the bed fed her dog. See, there's already food in the bowl. So she fed her dog. Let's color that dog food bag that she's holding. Let's color it green. Any kind of green works for me. So she fed her dog. I fed my dog this morning. Fed. What's the middle sound in fed? F, eh, eh. Yep, short E. And it ends with a d, f, eh, d, which means it rhymes with bed and red and wed. So I could sing a song that rhymes. I could. So I've got a green bag of dog food. And then let's color the dog on the bag of food, not the dog with the bone in the mouth. The dog on the bag of dog food. Let's color it gray. I'm going to use my pencil to color this dog on the bag of dog food gray. My pencil makes a nice gray color. All right, I'm going to make up a song while we color this gray dog. She fed her dog by the bed on the day that her parents were wed. Yep, see, when words rhyme, they belong in the same word family. Wed. When they were wed, she fed her dog. She fed the day they were wed. Put down all your stuff. I've lost my mind. All right. Let's color the dog with the bone in her mouth. Let's color her brown. Let's color this dog brown. She fed her dog. Let's try another word. Tell me what we would have if we took away the f in fed. So take that away and change it to j, j. Jed. That is actually a friend of mine. I have a friend named Jed. It's true. Yep, it's true. Fed Jed. If you take away the f in fed and replace it with a j, 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 you get Jed. How about this one? Take away the J in Jed and change it to n. N. Take away the J in Jed and change it to n. Ned. I don't have a friend named Ned, but I've heard of the name Ned. Ned and Jed rhyme with fed and bed. All right, put down all your crayons. Last one, boys and girls. There are a bunch of crayons all over the floor of this room. I mean, why isn't she picking them up? I guess it was because she fed her dog, and maybe she'll do it next. Let's color those crayons. Red. Yep, color all of them red for me, because that's a word that's in our word family. So while you color those red, take the R off of red and change it to a t, t, t. Instead of red, we would have t, 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 Ted. Ted wears red with his friend Jed and his other friend Ned. See, when they rhyme, we can make songs. All of these words have our short E, eh. All of these words belong in the same word family. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Let's scoot down to number one. Find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Let's look at number one. You see that row of pictures? I'm going to tell you the name of the picture, and I want you to circle it if it has our short E sound, and if it belongs in our ed word family. Ready? The first picture is a fan. Let's sound out fan. No, that's not going to do it. Next picture is a wig. Let's sound out wig. W-I-G. Nope, that's not going to do it. We're looking for that. The next picture is a wed. We know that belongs because we did it. They were wed. Circle that picture. The next picture is a stoplight. Do you see that arrow pointing to the first circle? Circle. That's the one on the top should be red. What about the word red? Yes, that belongs in our family. R-ed. That belongs in our ed word family. The next picture is a mug. Let's sound that out. M-ug. Nope, leave it alone. And our last picture is bed. Sound it out. B-ed. You betcha. Circle the bed. All right, do me a quick favor. Put down your pencil, find your red crayon, and the stoplight with the arrow pointing to the first light, color that light red, just that circle, the one that the arrow is pointing to. Just make that clear, just so we're clear. All right, put your red crayon down. Any kind of red works. Pick up your pencil, and let's go down to number two. Let's sound this out. It says red. Red. What two letters have a circle around them? Yep, E-D, ed. Will you trace that circle for me with your pencil? And then scoot over. I gave you the beginning sound, R. I want you to write the word family, E-D, so that we wrote red. Now scoot over. There's a bigger line. Let's write the word red all together. R, E, D, 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 D. Check it. You should have R-E-D, red. Scoot down to number three. Let's sound it out. We have L-E-D, L-E-D. What word is that? Led. I led my dog out the door. I led my class to lunch. All right, what two letters are circled on led? Yep. E-D, trace that circle for me. Scoot over. I gave you the beginning sound. Oh, I want you to write our word family. E-D, led. And then scoot over. Let's write it on our own. L-E-D. Check it. You should have L-E-D, led. Scoot down to number four. Oh, look. She fed the dog. What is that, a swan? Is it a goose? What is that? She fed that whatever it is. She fed it. Let's write the word fed. F-E-D-D-D. Check it. You should have F-E-D. Scoot over. Oh, look. They were wed also. Let's write the word wed. W-W-W-W. E-D-D-D, wed. Check it. You should have W-E-D. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole thing. You are now experts on the short E sound. What sound does short E make? Eh, eh, eh. And what word family were we working on that has bed and red and fed and wed? Yep, the ed word family. Oh my goodness, you're too smart. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.